For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Fanatic Baseball Show. Philadelphia's top baseball experts. Scene setters from the ballpark. Game time lineups. Pitching matchups. And your calls. Live from the Fanatic Studios. Here's Andrew Zelchunas.
Well, it's one thing to get embarrassed in Atlanta 15-1. It's another thing coming out today and making mistake after mistake after mistake when you had 2 days off to rest your minds, rest your bodies, you name it, and then lose 6-2 to the Washington Nationals. And the score alone doesn't tell the story. The score alone does not tell the story. There were multiple mistakes today, multiple embarrassing mistakes for the Philadelphia Phillies. Welcome into the Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm your host, Andrew Zelchunas. We get a chance to recap one game and preview another game because the Phillies do have a doubleheader tonight. Jake Arrieta will face Max Scherzer. But first, let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline. You can check him out on pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And I know he was fired up as well. Ricky Pitalico on the Comcast Business Hotline. Ricky, how are you?
Oh, wonderful, Andrew. Yeah. That game this afternoon was not fun.
So, Ricky, I'm going to start you off with a multiple-choice question, okay? What was the worst thing you saw today? Sean Rodriguez swinging 3-0 when they're down a run with two runners on and two outs. Having Cole Irvin pitch out of the bullpen in a two-run game. Bryce Harper going to third base even after he hesitated at second base. Or Gabe Kapler speaking after the game and saying that everything's fine. What's the worst one?
I'm going to go Gabe after the game because he mixed in all three of those. Look, I will say this much about the Harper thing. If he doesn't slow down, if his mindset is first all the way to third on that play before it even happens, then fine. But when you slow up and you start to stutter step at second base, your mind should have taken over and told you to stop. And it didn't happen. And Gabe says, oh, I loved it. I loved it. And then the Cole Irvin thing, I don't get it. But is he trying out for something that I don't know about? Is there a role out there for him? I don't see it. I'm not really sure why he's here. I'm not really sure why he's not down in AAA starting to try to get himself back on track.
Yeah, it's confusing. I mean, between him and Ranger Suarez, we keep on bringing up these lefties. Austin Davis, I know it was a shame losing Adam Morgan because of how well he was pitching, but lefty after lefty after lefty that you're bringing up from AAA and count Jose Alvarez, who was already up with the big club, they don't have any lefty out of the pen that's been effective.
Yeah, and I just don't understand it. I don't know what they're doing with the lefties. I don't know what you're doing with Cole Irvin in the bullpen in the first place. He's not a bullpen guy. He's a starter. Why are you putting a guy that normally starts into a game like that? You have a bullpen that is completely, and I mean completely rested. I was not even a reliever. That's just it. And then the other thing about the Sean Rodriguez thing with Gabe saying that, oh, yeah, love that he swung 3-0. Yeah, did you love that he dribbled one to third base on 3-0? If you're going to swing 3-0, you better be 100% sure you could barrel that ball. He did not barrel that ball. I mean, maybe I'm watching a different game.
You and I must be watching the same game, and Gabe's watching a different game of his own, because what you're seeing today was just completely, I'm going to use the word embarrassing. It was embarrassing at points. So, Ricky, it's one thing for a team to go through a slump like this because the Phillies have lost 6 of their last 10. I heard it was 11 of their last 17. They're struggling. It's one thing when everybody's just sort of struggling during a slump. But it's another thing when you find something more and more dumb to do as each game goes on. At some point, do you start to question the manager and how he's handling things?
I think he's already being questioned by a lot of people. I mean, I'm on Twitter all the time, and I see there's a lot of people out there that aren't buying into what he's trying to sell. I will say that much. And here's my biggest issue right now, and this is what I'm starting to see, that there should be some kind of a concern. And this even stems back. He was talking about the bunt the other day laid down by Sean Rodriguez. I forgot who he was referring to, but he was like, yeah, Sean looked back at me, and I kind of just looked at him like it was his call. if he wanted to lay down that, but it's not his call. Do you see what I mean? It's not Sean Rodriguez's call to lay down a bunt in a situation during a game. You're giving your players way too much credit at that point in the first place. Number two, what's a manager's job? To let the players know how he wants the game played, right? So why isn't he the one making these decisions? That's the only thing that bothers me. I get it that he's a player's manager and he's going to stick up for them every step of the way. But at what point do you say to yourself, well, who's coaching these guys? That's where I am right now. That's where I stand on this.
I get it. We don't see what goes on behind closed doors. It's one thing when Gabe speaks to the media and says, oh, I love it, and everything's great, everything's peachy. But do you think he's actually a guy who does hold his players accountable? Because it seems like, again, during this losing streak, there's been a different mistake every single night, and it's getting worse and worse, dumber and dumber as we go on. Do you think Gabe is a manager who holds his players accountable?
I think it's a father-son talk. Hey, here's what you did. Do you know you did this wrong? And what could you do better? You know, I think it's one of those. You know what bothers me right now is that this is a cutthroat league. This isn't, you're not in single A. You are in the big leagues. You have to be held accountable for how you play on the field and what you do on the field. And I think sometimes there's a lost thing there because I think he's so close to his players that it's almost like he's a bench player that never plays. That's what I feel like.
Follow him on Twitter at Ricky Pitalico. Now, Ricky, I want to get in your mind being a former pitcher. What is going through the mind of Zach Eflin right now? He had another nice outing today, going six innings, allowed two earned runs. He has an ERA of 2.83, but has a record of 6-7. The ace of the staff, Aaron Nola, is 6-1 with an ERA of 4.89. I'm sure he's proud of himself because he's pitching well and all that, but he's getting no run support when he pitches. Does that affect guys on the mound?
It doesn't seem to affect him. It does affect other people. Come on, we saw it with Cole Hamels years back, and he hated it that the team didn't score for him. But some guys just go along with their business. I think he's more on that way. I think he takes his business and says, well, I'm just going to go out and pitch. There's not a lot I could do offensively, and we'll see what happens. That's the way he pitches. He knows right now, but it's not just for him right now. I think the offense has been bad. I mean, I'm more shocked at how poorly the offense is playing than anything else that's happening around this team right now, because I didn't expect them to go in slumps for this long a period of time or have like three or four guys failing at the same time. Usually with the kind of lineup that they put together, you would think these guys would be, two guys would be going and that would be enough to carry a team for a while. That's not happening. In Eflin's case, the only thing he can do is go out and pitch. You can't really think about what your team is doing, but, you just try to hold the other team down as much as you can and hope. That's it.
I got one more for you, Ricky. You have a chance to make me feel better, or you have a chance to make me feel, or you have a chance to make me feel much worse. After tomorrow's game, they play 3 at home against the Marlins, 4 at home against the Mets, and 3 in Miami against the Marlins.
Right.
Please tell me they're not going to go 2-8 over that stretch of 10 games.
I would hope at least 7-3, at the least.
Are we a little more calm after those 10 games?
I hope. I was thinking the same thing, that hopefully that could settle things down, because they have to find out how to win again. Because this might not make you feel good, because I think you're probably feeling the same way I am. This has a feel of last August right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still think this team is good, and you're waiting for them to pull out of it, but it's not happening. And I think that's exactly where we were last August, and I don't like that feeling. I'm really hoping that Max Scherzer's not himself tonight. I really am. And I really hope the Phillies pull out a win in this one, because I'm saying this for a lot of different reasons, but for the sake of that ball club in that clubhouse, they need something to grab onto. They need a win to grab onto, period.
Wow, we're doing a lot of hoping right now. So you failed. You didn't make me feel much better. All right, Ricky? Thanks
well,
a lot.
I started to. I said at least 7-3.
Yeah, and then it went downhill from that. So thanks a lot. Ricky, we'll check you out on pre- and post-game live, all right?
All right, take it easy.
Thanks, man. There he is. Ricky Pitalico joins the show every single Wednesday. Follow him on Twitter at Ricky Pitalico. And, of course, watch him on pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Love it.
Love it, bro. I love it, bro. I love that Sean Rodriguez is swinging 3-0, bro. I'm going to go through a couple of notes from what really stood out to me, because we went through it briefly with Ricky just now. But coming up, I'm going to go through a couple of notes from today's game that should really put this manager on blast and should put the star player on blast. Because I had a lot of problems with today's game, and I want you to react on the phones at 610-632-0975. I want you to react to the disgraceful performance that the Phillies put up in the last two games, losing 15-1 to the Braves, and now this putrid loss to the Washington Nationals. And I want you to answer the question, who is this Phillies team, or what is this Phillies team? Is it the first month or two Phillies that we saw where we all thought, wow, they're really going to do something this season, go deep in the playoffs? Whereas Ricky brought up, are you starting to feel like this is last year in August where they fell off the face of the earth? 610-632-0975, 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by Family Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till 7 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is The Fanatic Baseball Show. Oh! 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Philadelphia Eagles safety Roddy McLeod expects a return from his torn ACL by the start of training camp. He played only three games a year ago before the injury and 97 NFL games in his career. He has 11 picks. Eagles are 14-1 to win the Super Bowl. 10 is their total. That's an over and under bet on the number of wins. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the 3-1 favorite to win the 2019-2020 NBA MVP. James Harden, the second choice at 7-2. The 76ers, 12-1 shots to win the NBA title. Of course, the Lakers now the favorite at 3-1 after the acquisition of Anthony Davis. Online sports betting is here, and PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania's first legal sports book. Bet all major sports, prop bets, and live in-game wagers. Visit PlaySugarHouse.com today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
What a night. If you're looking for great times or a great meal, if you're into big jackpots or big music hits, whether you're into hot bands or hot dice, Parks is Pennsylvania's number one casino with brand new tables and slots, world-class pizza, the new Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, and the Excite Center featuring the hottest acts. The best is better than ever. Parks Casino. What a night. Street Road exit off 95 in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
She's the first lady of rock and soul. Parks Casino is proud to present Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle. Friday, July 12th at 8 p.m. at the Excite Center at Parks Casino. One of Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 singers. Tickets on sale now at parkscasino.com. Patti LaBelle. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Come celebrate with us as only Club Risqué can. It's the upcoming draft, and we're excited to see who our pro basketball team picks. To add to the excitement, Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club, brings you our world-famous draft party. This Thursday, June 20th, at all Club Risqué locations, feature 76-cent drafts. You heard right, 76-cent drafts. This Thursday from 7 p.m. to midnight at all three Club Risqué locations, Philly, Bristol, and the Northeast. Join the Fanatics' Tyrone Johnson hosting at Club Risqué, Philly, plus all the lovely ladies as they party Club Risqué style. Don't miss Club Risqué's draft party this Thursday. 76-cent drafts, 7 to midnight at all three Club Risqué locations. For more information, visit clubrisqué.com. Next week, win money courtesy of Club Risqué. It's our $1,000 cash booth giveaway where you can enter our special booth and grab some tips. Next Wednesday at Club Risqué Bristol, and next Thursday at Club Risqué Philly. For more information and directions, visit clubrisqué.com. Club Risqué, the home of all UFC and professional boxing events. See you soon at Club Risqué.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie for My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Jeep Celebration event, save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Jeeps. Choose from over 800 new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Compass Renegades, and the all-new Gladiator everyone is talking about. Trust me, guys, if you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn down with that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Jeeps. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Compass Limited, four-cylinder auto, MSRP, $31,585. Selling price of $23,689 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax tags extra, offer not valid with trade-in, and 6/30/19.
We know with the right combination of sunny days, picnics, and trips to the lake, some summers can last a lifetime. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, where you can save big during our Star Spangled Summer Sale. Like select men's Henley shirts and logo t-shirts for under $10 each. And a Coleman 48-quart cooler for under $20. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available at Pep Boys.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Carry out a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. Hurry, this deal ends Sunday. That's why no one out-pizzas the Hut. Click for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, pan, additional toppings, and specialties. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Love it, love it.
Love it, bro. I love that he swings 3-0, bro. That's your manager, Gabe Kapler. Now, I got some crap last Saturday when I did a show for 4 hours, and I was criticizing Gabe Kapler, and everybody wanted to stick up for him for some reason. And I said that he doesn't have a feel for baseball. Well, let's continue with that conversation, because he still doesn't have a feel for baseball. Today, some of the decisions he's made today, that he made today alone, were not analytics. It was, I guess, a feel for baseball. So a couple of things that I want to get into. Before we get to the phones, 610-632-0975. And listen, you guys listen. You listen to the show. You hear it all the time. I do the lineups. I give you some numbers. I give you the pitchers for today. I give you numbers. I give you the line. I do all that stuff. I'm throwing all that out the window today. This is a chance for you to react to that pitiful performance today. This is a chance for you to react to the manager making mistakes. The star player making a mistake. And I know there's already somebody on the line that likes what Bryce Harper did. I like his aggressiveness too. But as soon as you stumble before you get to second base, you put the brakes on. You do not continue to run to third base in that situation. But we'll get to that in a minute. Some of the things I take away from today's game. We'll start with Sean Rodriguez. Sean Rodriguez is up to bat. And it's runners on first and third with two outs. Roman Quinn's on deck. And I know that Roman Quinn is hitting just above 100. It may have dipped below 100 after his latest out. I know that he's hitting just about 100. So you don't really have a trustworthy guy after Sean Rodriguez. But Sean Rodriguez is up 3-0. And he does not get the take sign. Going back to Little League, you get the take sign unless you're the four hitter. Unless you're Bryce Harper. But Sean Rodriguez doesn't get the take sign. Gabe Kapler feels like Sean Rodriguez is a future Hall of Fame player. So Sean Rodriguez swings 3-0 and hits a baby dribbler to the third baseman, Anthony Rendon. Easy play at first. Inning over. Runner on third is stranded. Runner on first is stranded. You're still down one run. So maybe Gabe Kapler would speak after the game and say that wasn't a good decision. No. Here's what the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies said after the game regarding Sean Rodriguez.
Love it. Love it. Where we are in the lineup, it's just the right play. Left-hander on the mound. He does damage against lefties. Has a chance to hit a double or a home run. Love it. Great play.
No, it's not a great play, Gabe. Since the beginning of time, it's not a great play, Gabe. Unless Barry Bonds is up to bat. It's Sean Rodriguez. And you want to get some numbers here? Because Gabe Kapler's Mr. Analytics, right? Gabe Kapler's Mr. Numbers. He hits well against lefties. Okay, you know what? I'll give him this. This season, Sean Rodriguez, in very limited at-bats, is hitting .364 against left-handers this year. In his career, Sean Rodriguez, he's hitting lefties .249. And he's been in the league for 12 years now. So over 11 seasons, coming into his 12th season, he's hitting lefties just .249 in his career. Yeah, he's hitting lefties okay this year, pretty well, in limited at-bats. You still don't give the guy a green light in that situation. That's number one. Number two, another takeaway. I don't know what it is with this team when Zach Eflin's pitching, why they can't hit the damn ball. Zach Eflin. I did some research before today's show. There are 118 pitchers in Major League Baseball this season that have at least made 10 starts. 118. Zach Eflin has the worst, 11th worst run support per start in all of baseball. 11th worst out of 118. The team is scoring 3.38 runs per start for Zach Eflin. In case you wanted to know, Aaron Nola has the 8th best run support in all of baseball at 6.47 runs per start. So for some reason, when Zach Eflin's pitching, they can't hit for a lick. Finally, now two more things. Bryce Harper, I kind of mentioned it. As soon as you stumble, you don't run a third. I love that he's aggressive. I love that he does hustle. I love that he hustles and Manny Machado doesn't, and we have Bryce Harper. I love that. But come on, you have to be smart. As soon as you feel yourself hesitate like he did, and it's not like that ball was in the gap, it went straight up the middle to Parra, the center fielder for the Nationals. He made the perfect throw. I get it. Beautiful play. But come on, as soon as you hesitate, you don't make that attempt to get the third, especially when you break a cardinal rule at making the first out at third base. Finally, Cole Irvin. Oh, Cole. Everybody fell in love with Cole because he made a good start against the Royals, who have one of the worst offenses in all of baseball. I, like you, was shocked that Cole Irvin was sent down after one bad start against the Cubs. I thought, he deserves another shot. Jared Eichhoff doesn't, but no, they give Jared Eichhoff the shot. But Cole Irvin now all of a sudden has this bullpen role. You want to hear some numbers for Cole Irvin out of the bullpen as a reliever this year, which is also his career? Cole Irvin has now made 3 appearances. Today was his 3rd appearance out of the bullpen. The other two, they used an opener, and then he ended up coming in. In 3 appearances out of the bullpen this season, Cole Irvin has only been able to pitch 7.2 innings. His ERA is 12.91. He has allowed 4 home runs in those 7 2/3 innings, and opponents are hitting .444 against him. And the guys that crushed him today were lefties. Cole Irvin is not a reliever. Gabe Kapler does not have the feel like a good manager has. And I'm tired of letting him learn on the job. I'm not going to fire him midseason. You're not going to do it. But if he continues to put on disgraceful performances as a manager like he did again today, and we're seeing more and more in recent weeks, man, we have a problem. All right, those are my notes. We'll get into tonight's game later on. Now's a chance for you to react. 610-632-0975. Nick in Princeton. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Nick?
Not much. The things that are getting me the most ticked off is that they keep holding on to players that clearly aren't major league players, like guys like Vinny, Mitel, Knapp, Altair, Pivetta. Like, they've shown you year in and year out that they can't cut the mustard, yet they're giving at bats, and we pass up on free agents that could help or even trade chips that are on the market. We let them go.
You know what, Nick? It was a cute story that Mike Alfranco started off the season hot.
Amazing.
Yes, it was great. He's not even starting in game two of the doubleheader. Scott Kingery started game one at third. And Brad Miller. Yeah, you're right. He shouldn't be. So why is he still on the roster? They have no need for Mike Alfranco at this point. We keep on trying to throw out Vince Velasquez. Why does this front office not have a clue? But you and I can see it, Nick.
Well, here's the thing. Who else do they have on the bench? There's nobody in the minors that's going to come up off the bench.
Right.
I mean, what does that tell you that Scott Kingery at one point was utility fielder, and now he's looking like the best player on your roster? What does that say about the quality of your starters?
Yeah,
it says that they stink.
It's the starters, and it's the front office as well, Nick, and I appreciate the phone call. It's the front office's fault. And here's the other problem. Scott Kingery is not a third baseman. He's not a center fielder. He's not a third baseman. He made an error today, a costly error that helped score a run. He made a costly error today at third base. I love Scott Kingery. And what he's doing offensively, he's the one guy I don't want to rip right now. But I'm ripping the manager in front office for believing that they can play Scott Kingery at every position in the world. I wouldn't be surprised if he's catching soon. Because we think Scott Kingery can play everywhere. He's a second baseman. And you couldn't take Cesar Hernandez out of the lineup at one point, but now you can. Because he's another guy that can't hit over 200 this month. They think he can play center field, and they think he can play third base. And he can't play either. He couldn't play shortstop last year either. Put him at second base, call it a day. Ken in Lansdale. Ken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew, hey.
Hello, Ken.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. This phone call is not going to earn me FanFest tickets or nothing of the sort.
I'll give you FanFest tickets, Ken. I will give you FanFest tickets.
Okay. Did you grow up in Philly? And have you been a Phillies fan your whole life?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I can respect that. But when you say something about, okay, let's go. I was going to talk about Harper first, but now I'm going to talk about Rodriguez. Okay, that, what was it, 14-1 or 15-1 drubbing against the Braves?
Yeah, he's
the only guy who went on the mound who went 1-2-3 and got out of the inning.
Yeah, Sean Rodriguez. That doesn't make him a better player because he threw a shutout.
Player, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he don't pitch. He's not a pitcher.
Okay, so what's the point of that?
Well, you're breaking his stones.
Yes, I'm breaking his stones.
All right.
He stinks.
Yeah, okay, but I'm just saying. We had so many injuries.
I applaud him that he went out there and pitched well. He's not a pitcher, so we shouldn't really see that ever again.
Okay, and then Harper. Harper runs, he runs, and he looks at the ball before he goes around second and sees, and then he goes to third. And that was a close play, if you look close to it.
Yes, I look close. Ken, were you watching when it happened?
Yes, yes. Did it you looked like his hand was in there before the tag.
But it wasn't. They reviewed it. It wasn't. Did you see him? Did you see him hesitate when he was rounding second base?
Yes, I did.
Ken, did you? Yes. So you asked me if I'm from Philly. Did you ever play baseball in your life?
Absolutely.
All right. I don't care where you grew up. I just want to know if you played baseball. Did you ever hesitate rounding of base and then you ended up getting either thrown out or you made the smart decision to stop and just go back because you know you're putting yourself in a bad position if you continue to run to the next base?
I think he was trying to make something happen because I think he knows a lot of it is expected of him.
Ken.
A lot of it is expected of him for the money he's making.
Yes.
So he's, and everybody's putting it out there and he hears this. You know, he hears your show. He hears every single sports show. He's not blind to any of this.
Right, Ken. But my point is, I love his aggressiveness. I love that he busts his ass down the first baseline. I love that when he puts a single in the gap for most players, he finds his way to get to second. I'm not ripping his aggressive nature on the base pass. What the problem was, as soon as he hesitated rounding second and tripped over his own feet almost, he should not have continued to go to third base because one of the cardinal rules in baseball, Ken, and I'm going to put you on hold because I'm going to give you your FanFest tickets because I appreciate your honesty. One of the cardinal rules in baseball is to not go make the first out at third base. Okay? You don't make the first out at third base. If he doesn't hesitate rounding second base, he makes it to third safely. And we're all applauding his aggressiveness, as would I be. But the problem is he hesitated. And when he hesitated, his mind, and if you played baseball, you know the feeling, his brain should have clicked on and said, well, I'm not going to make it because I hesitated. I should go back to the bag. And you know what? If you go back to the bag, it's first and second, no outs, with your four-hitter Rhys Hoskins up to bat, who ends up hitting a base hit. Joe in the Northeast. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Andrew?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, so you mentioned Gabe Kapler and his bonehead, you know, things that he's doing. You know, I get that there's a lot of injuries on this team. You got McCutchen going down. Jay Bruce is hurt. But like you said, Gabe Kapler is not doing himself any favors with some of these things that he's doing that he's saying.
Ken just brought it up, the previous caller. He said, you know, look at Sean Rodriguez. There's so many injuries, blah, blah, blah. Sean Rodriguez is a professional baseball player. He should be smart enough to not swing 3-0 in that situation. And Gabe Kapler is the manager who should relay the sign to the third base coach and give him the take sign, and then Sean Rodriguez should get the take sign and not swing and be forced to not swing in that situation.
100% of the time. And who's the best player in baseball right now? Probably Mike Trout, right? There's a stat out there going around. Mike Trout, in 3-0 counts, has never swung the bat. Not once. Ever.
Wow.
And I forget how many times he's had a 3-0 count, but every time he gets a 3-0 count, not once has he swung the bat.
Because you know what happens, Joe? If the next pitch is a strike, you're still ahead of the count, and it's 3-1.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I wanted to say.
No, I appreciate it, Joe.
Gabe Kapler, he's got to figure it out a little bit. Like you said, it's getting old of, you know, him trying to learn on the job. But he's got to figure it out, man.
You're right, Joe. I appreciate the phone call, man. 610-632-0975. It's the fact that he is still learning on the job with this great lineup, which is a problem to me. And I get that the hitting isn't been consistent. I get all that. But there's some times where you need to manufacture runs. Sometimes you need to manufacture a run. And sometimes that might just be drawing a walk. And when Sean Rodriguez is up to bat, who know is not crushing left-handers, he might be hitting them well this season. I'll give him that. But when it's 3-0 and you're down a run and you've been scratching and clawing to try and score a run and you haven't played in two games because of the rain, sometimes you have to be smart. And being smart is not swinging 3-0 with runners on first and third and two outs. And as Ricky Pitalico said when he joined the show at the beginning of it, you love it. And Gabe Kapler, play the cut, not even the cut, play the little drop we got now, the love it drop that we
love
have.
Love it.
Yeah, love it. Love it. You love it if he gets the hit. You love it if it makes you look good. You don't love it if he hits a dribbler to third base and makes the final out. The audacity of Gabe Kapler to speak after the game and say, oh, I love it, bro. I love that he swung 3-0 there. You don't love it there. Whew. Joe and Marlton. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I wish they could get rid of him, Maley. Actually, the Boy Wonder, the Klentak, McPhail, and Johnny Alvarez, too. The guy who can't pick anybody. You know, we're in the bottom of the run, and we have nothing in our farm system, okay? I mean, he had top 10 picks, and we got nothing. And then you got the dumbest players ever. You had Herrera, who was probably the dumbest I've ever seen. And then now you're making stupid mistakes. Now, obviously, Harper's trying a little harder. He's against his old team. That's probably what happened. He's trying
to
do things.
Yes, I agree. I actually said that when it happened.
You know, so that's probably what the problem is. But, you know, I just think of myself as, you know, even in sixth grade, I couldn't even look at my father making that first out at third base or doing those stupid things. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm Joe Average. I'm nothing. You know, and most of us callers are Joe Average. That's all we are. We're nobodies. These guys are great. But, you know, making stupid mistakes like that, I'd be afraid to look at my coach.
It's funny. You say that. I know exactly what you're thinking. I'd be afraid to look at my dad, but I'd still look at him out of the corner of my eye, and then I'd see that face of disappointment. And you're like,
I made a dumb mistake. I could think exactly. I was with him, watching it with my father at the time. I'm like, he's screaming. My father's in hospice right now, and he's screaming from a hospice bed. I'm like, oh, my God. So this is – I mean, it's so hard to watch this team. But Mailey has to be the first sword to go. Him first, then Kapler, then McPhail, and then Klentak, and then Alvarez. I all five of them have to go, Mr. Middleton, because you watched Klentak make stupid move after stupid move. Big deal. You had a big pocketbook, and he signed Harper, okay? Name another good move. And Segura. And take this hitting coach. He takes 300 hitters and turns them into 270 hitters. The guy they got last year, Drubal Cabrera, he was hitting 3-something. He came into the Phillies, he started hitting 250. Everybody, my line is, he can confuse Ted Williams.
Wow.
I think John Mailey can confuse Ted Williams. You got Herrera, who doesn't know what the heck he's thinking. Williams, and go back, they devalued Williams. They devalued Astor. They devalued Franco. They have no value now. Nothing. The only thing you could possibly do now is eat Greinke's contract, but they're still in the pennant race, so you can't even do that. This year's done. Cut your losses, put Watson as your coach, who should have been your coach and the manager in the first place, and get rid of this stupid, stupid concept that this man has.
All right, Joe.
And I've got five tickets, I'm giving up. I'm throwing them away.
Go back. All right, Joe, I appreciate the phone call. My best to your father. There you go. That's how Philadelphia's feeling right now. Because I don't know if there's any Gabe Kapler supporters at this point that are left. And if there are, they're hiding right now. My producer tonight, Brian McLaughlin, he thinks Gabe's a good guy. I think Gabe's a good guy, too. I think he's a great guy. But some of these decisions, some of these managerial decisions, and it's not just tonight or this afternoon. It's been multiple games in recent weeks. And that's part of the reason why you're 4-6 in your last 10. It's part of the reason why you're now 3.5 games back of the Atlanta Braves. 3 games back of the Atlanta Braves. It's part of the reason why the Mets are now just 4.5 back of you. And the Nationals are just 5 back of you. As Ricky Pitalico said earlier, we are just hoping that Max Scherzer isn't playing at the best game that he can because he broke his nose yesterday. It's a shame what's happening with this team. And I don't want to just rip everybody, but it's kind of hard not to. Anthony M. tweets in, Bryce is an aggressive base runner. Wouldn't say he's a dumb runner to not know situations, but his running mistakes over the last month have come because he's really pressing and trying to get out of his slump on offense. I don't know if it's pressure of $300 million or just below average play. Stealing home was a terrible mistake by him because you had Rhys Hoskins up to bat and he had 2 strikes on him. Going to third base after stumbling and hesitating at second base when the ball was hit right up the middle is another terrible mistake. And I know he almost got in. I know he almost got in, but that's not the point. He was out after stumbling rounding second. And he made the first out of third, breaking a cardinal rule. Who is this Phillies team? And if you just want to rant, go for it. But who is this Phillies team? Our last caller just said this Phillies team's done. Ricky Pitalico said it already feels like last August. I don't want to believe that because I do think this lineup eventually wakes up and I do hope they make trades. But Jason Stark was on earlier today with Mike Masnelli. And said at this point, because it's so early and it's not close to the trade deadline yet, teams like the Giants are asking for 3 top prospects for a guy who's on the final year of his deal in Madison Bumgarner. Are the Phillies willing to give up 3 of their top prospects for a rental? Man, the way they're playing, I don't think they should feel that way. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till 7 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation's Summer Savings Event. Do you need new windows? Try buy one, get one free. Buy 2, get 2 free. Buy 4, get 4 free. There is no limit. I know you like free, and how about 0-0-0? What does that mean? Yep, 0 down payment, make 0 payments, and 0 interest for 12 months. Any style, vinyl, wood, and fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates we live in. All buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, to accommodate your busy schedule. deal and provide you with exact pricing, not an estimate, a price with a 30-day price protection guarantee. And all Window Nation windows come with a true lifetime warranty. Plus, with over 10,000 positive online reviews, you can't get more reliable than that. But you got to act fast. This amazing deal won't be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free, no limit, plus 000. Make zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Save thousands. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION for free windows. And tell them Jason sent you.
Have you ever gone too far? Taking that one little thing you have to do and turning it into something much, much bigger. Of course you have. You're a truck person. That's how fire pits turn into brick pizza ovens and koi ponds turn into pools. Ford makes trucks for truck people, not dilettantes and not dabblers. People who love a project as much as we love making these trucks, which is why Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling line of trucks for 42 years straight. It's official. The truck people have spoken. Ford F-150. Built Ford tough. Now get an F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your local Ford store. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR for 72 months at $1,389 per month per thousand finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Do you need a new roof? I got it. You got to go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy, Anthony Labruciano, and his staff, amazing. All right? They're your local CertainTeed five-star select shingle masters. That's it. Master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? And the real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Are you kidding me? You're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're five-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising the work and communication. You can see for yourself, you're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You won't find better people and they're artists. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online at paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. paroofpros.com.
Every year that passes brings bigger things you need to talk about with your child, like the dangers of alcohol. Think it's too soon to start talking about underage drinking? One in three kids has tried alcohol before age 8, and that number becomes 2 in 3 by age 12. So talk with your kids about alcohol. The earlier, the better. Learn more at knowwhennohow.org. A message from the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We know when kids grow up, time spent in the park, around the campfire, or at the lake is what they'll remember. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, where you can save big during our Star Spangled Summer Sale. Like Bass Pro Flag Tiers for under $10 each, and a Stars and Stripes Tailgate Toss Game for under $30. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com.
It's two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. Hurry, this deal ends Sunday. That's why no one out-pizzas the Hut. Click for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, pan, additional toppings, and specialties. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Now, back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Love it, love it.
Love it, bro. Love swinging 3-0, bro. Love pitching Cole Irvin, bro. Come on, Gabe. Like, I'm not asking you to speak to the media and say, Sean Rodriguez was an idiot for swinging 3-0. I'm not asking you to speak to the media and say, Cole Irvin stinks and doesn't belong in major leagues. But don't tell me that you love it. Don't tell me that you love that he swung 3-0 because of where he was at in the lineup. And what does that tell? What does that say to Roman Quinn, huh? Your boy, Roman Quinn, who bats after him. Oh, I love that he swung 3-0 because I don't trust Roman. Is that pretty much what you're saying? Hey, come on, man. Don't say you love it. I don't need you throwing coolers and breaking TVs and making fun of Sean Rodriguez and calling him a moron for swinging. But be a little more real. Don't tell me you love it.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, man, that drop might make my ears bleed by the end of the show. And I only got like 10 minutes left. It still might make my ears bleed. All right, tonight's starting lineup for Game 2. Jake Arrieta faces Max Scherzer. Phillies are sending Gene Segura, Bryce Harper, Scott Kingery, Rhys Hoskins. They all played in Game 1 of the doubleheader. Jay Bruce gets the start. Sean Rodriguez not getting the start today. Maybe he got benched for swinging 3-0, even though Gabe loved it. Cesar Hernandez, second base. Brad Miller gets the start over Michael Franco. So what does that tell you about Franco? Andrew Knapp bats 8th. Jake Arrieta bats 9th. I've had a sarcastic / angry tone for 47 minutes now, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. Angelo in Philly. Angelo, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic.
You love what exactly, Gabe?
I don't know, man.
I profess, I'm not a Gabe Kapler fan. But you love, you say that in Philly. Maybe you can get away with saying that in, like, I don't know, St. Louis or L.A., but you can't say that here. Seriously. I mean, and the reason why I'm calling is because I'm pissed off, as you can tell. I live in New Hampshire. I travel to Philly every week. I try to watch as many games on up there. I got on demand. I live stream. I listen when I'm at work. I watch the box score on the internet. I don't even know what happened today, but listening to what you're saying makes me even more pissed off.
Here, let me give you a little rundown, Angelo. I'll let you know what happened today. We had Sean Rodriguez swinging at a 3-0 count when runners on first and third with two outs when they were down a run in the sixth inning. We had Cole Irvin coming out of the bullpen, who added the bullpen this season, now has an ERA over 12. Bryce Harper hesitated rounding second base and got thrown out at third. And finally, Gabe Kapler, after the game, said he loved all of it. That's what happened today.
Use your noodle. I mean, why can't players use their noodle? And oh, by the way, you know, the leadership, the management of this team, drafting players. What happened to players like, you know, remember whatever happened to Mickey Moniak making the number one selection, right?
Oh, yeah, Mickey Moniak has dropped now to your ninth highest prospect in your organization.
Where is he? You know, and I don't care if they're asking for three top prospects for Bumgarner. We don't even have top prospects. Who cares? Give them all away. And they're all nothing. Nick Williams has come up here that can't even hit a beach ball.
You got a couple of prospects, Angelo, and I appreciate the phone call. Alec Bohm, I don't want to get rid of him because hopefully he's the third baseman of your future because Michael Franco can't seem to get on the field. But I know Adonis Medina's name has already been floated out there, and he's 5-2 this season in Double A with an ERA of 3.32. So he's actually putting together a decent season. Adam Haseley is a top prospect, but you know he was on the injured list. You have prospects, and in the end, I take the proven over the unknown any day of the week. Do you want to give up three of them for Bumgarner at this point of his career? And I've been a Bumgarner advocate for the last couple of weeks now. I really have been. But is this Phillies team good enough? Is Madison Bumgarner alone good enough to change the way this team, the direction of this team? I can't say that he is. Maybe he gives you a quality start every week. That's one guy. Well, Zach Eflin's another one. That's the shame of it. If you missed it, Zach Eflin is now 6-7 after losing today's game and has an ERA of 2.83. There are 118 pitchers this season in Major League Baseball that have made at least 10 starts. Eflin has the 11th worst run support per start. The Phillies, and this is not just until he exits the game, this is all 9 innings. The Phillies are only scoring just over 3 runs a game when Zach Eflin's on the mound. Is it a credit to him that they can be a little more relaxed because of how well he's pitching? No, but it's a shame, right? This guy can go out there give up two runs. The bullpen gives up two runs, but the Phillies only scored one, and you lose 4-1. That's the shame of it. Aaron in King of Prussia. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, hopefully I want to be evaluated to get some tickets, but I'm going to go to my point, right to my point. The way that Philadelphia looks at the managers and the coaches is not the right way. We won a championship by after we got rid of a coach, after we got rid of Big Red, and then we got one season of we got a couple seasons of
Chip.
Chip, and they said, look, we got to make a change. A coach's job or a manager's job is to win. It's not, you need to have specific reasons to follow them. If I'm a coach, I'm looking at, okay, this team is barely a playoff team. My job is to make them a playoff team. And my job is to make guys better, improve the guys that we have and make this a better team and get the most out of them. If you're not doing that, you're not doing your job. And you should, we shouldn't be looking at coaches as, did they do enough to get fired? Do they actually come up and actually make a difference? Are they taking the teams past where they go? And I don't know much about baseball, but Kaplan's not, nobody's overplaying on the Phillies, and the Sixers the same reason. The Sixers didn't go further than what they were supposed to go. None of the players are getting better. Playing better than you thought they would by the end of the season. So you should be able to fire a coach. You should be able to look at a coach and say, look, a coach or a manager and say, listen, you're not succeeding. You don't need to do things.
Yeah, now, but here's the one problem, Aaron. I appreciate the phone call, man. Here's the one problem. You already had 2 years of Ryan Sandberg before he quit, 2 years of Pete Maccannon, and now you're in year two of Gabe Kapler. Are you really going to get your third manager in 7 years? Or are you going to fire Gabe Kapler in the middle of his second season? That is a big question. And here's the thing. Matt Klentak hired Gabe Kapler. I wonder if they're a package deal. Does John Middleton and Andy McPhail come together and say, listen, if Gabe's out, Matt's out too? Because Matt Klentak is a big believer of analytics. And that's why he hired Gabe Kapler, because of whatever analytics he believes in, which aren't working. I wonder if that's a package thing. Now, I think Matt Klentak has made some okay moves, some decent moves. The Segura trade was huge, even though Segura's struggling. But man, do they just fire him? I don't know. Pat and Bluebell, Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, winning is contagious. Losing is contagious. And when errors mount on each other, they spread throughout the team. Something tells me if they were 9 games up, I don't think you'd have 7 guys on a disabled list in the bullpen. 1 or 2 might find a little energy to make it, you know. And we've all talked about the basic mistakes that they make, and they've been glaring. I mean, glaring. But, you know, I got to say, you know, it would be real easy to say, hey, Kapler, stay out of the tanning booth and take some of those mirrors down in your office that you look at all day at yourself, and maybe you'd have a clearer mind when it comes to managing instead of them those glib responses to obvious questions.
Right. You know, all right. Go answer the phone. I don't want to say that Gabe Kapler tans and looks in the mirror all day and doesn't pay attention to his job. That's not fair. All right. I know we love to poke fun at him. That's not fair. I don't like that he's defending Sean Rodriguez. I don't like that he thinks Cole Irvin's a viable option out of the bullpen. But let's, like, come on. I hope whoever's calling you is important to you. Enjoy that phone call. That was a spirited day. Spirited show. Not on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, so Cuz's Corner from Parks Casino. So we'll be back on Friday. Coming up next, Joe Torti will be on from 7 until 10. D-line, I'm 9 to 12. They'll do the crossover hour in the 9 o'clock hour. Hopefully the Phillies win game 2 of this doubleheader. Because if they don't, the conversation will continue. And we'll be just as angry because you blew an opportunity in game 1 because of stupid mistakes. And now you have to face Max Scherzer. Broken nose or healthy nose, he's still a good pitcher. Brian McLaughlin produced the show tonight. Thank you very much. I'll be back on Thursday. Andrew Salchunas right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.